Preparing for Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and Editor, Vitaly Boyka. Reading to you today, David Moroshin. Page 21, Prayer and Fasting. Statement of Faith. To grow in Christ and to stay on the path of salvation, each born-again Christian needs to live a life of prayer. Prayer has a vital place in the life of a believer. It is impossible to sustain the Christian life without prayer. Prayer is the breath of the believer's life. Importance of prayer. Neglecting prayer is a sin. Samuel said to the people of Israel, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. The Lord commands us to pray. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Prayer is the key that unlocks blessings. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 and 11. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. James chapter 4, verse 2. Biblical authorities testified to the importance and power of prayer. Ezra believed that prayer is much more effective for security than a detachment of soldiers and riders. Christ believed that it was more necessary than food and sleep. The apostles placed the importance of the ministry of prayer along with preaching. What is prayer? Prayer is our conversation with God. Through prayer, we communicate with the Lord, expressing to Him our thoughts, desires, and feelings. Number one, to whom are we praying? The Scripture teaches us that we should pray to the Father and the Son. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask in the Father in my name, he will give you. John chapter 16, verse 23. Stephen, when he was dying, prayed to Christ, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Acts chapter 7, verse 59. The Holy Spirit in prayer. There are no instructions in the Bible to pray to the Holy Spirit. It is important to note that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of prayer. His primary role is to encourage us to pray, but not to receive our prayers. We should pray in the Spirit and not to the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit means praying under the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the normal way of praying is as follows. We pray to the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Number two, position of the body during prayer. Scripture describes different positions assumed by people during prayer. Some were standing, kneeling, prostrating on the ground, lying in bed during illness. In any case, the position of our body during prayer should show respect and humility before God, as it is appropriate in the local culture. Number three, the time of prayer. Scripture teaches us that prayer should be ongoing. We should pray whenever it is necessary, when we are in need, when we need spiritual help, or when we simply wish to fellowship with the Lord. We also need to pray before the meals. Number four, types of prayer. Private or individual prayer. Each spiritually alive Christian should have a regular personal prayer life. Life without prayer disconnects a believer from his or her source of life, which is personal communication with God. When praying alone, you could pray either in silent thoughts or spoken words. There's also corporate prayer. That's prayer with other believers, and it produces harmony and agreement. It is especially pleasing to God. Joint prayer inspires us and strengthens the body of Christ. Every Christian should strive to attend prayer services in his or her church. Number 5. What to pray about? Worship and glorify God. To confess sin, known and unknown. To communicate our personal, spiritual, and material requests. Also, to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ. To pray for the servants of God. Pray for the government and all people. Pray for insight and understanding of the scriptures of the Word of God. Number 6. Obstacles to prayer. Sin in the life of the believer. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. Selfishness and wrong motives. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. James chapter 4, verse 3. Unforgiveness. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Unbelief. We must believe that God hears our prayer and is able to answer according to his power and purpose. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Number 7. Requirements for successful prayer. A pure heart. Sincerity, brokenness, diligence, constancy, love. A biblically consistent lifestyle. If you continue in me and my words abide in you, then whatever you wish, ask, and it will be done for you. John chapter 15, verse 7. 8. Reserve specific time for prayer in your schedule. Make an appointment to talk to God in the same way as you schedule everything else. Do all you can to keep that appointment. Begin each day with prayer. It starts your day. Fasting. Fasting is a time when we willingly abstain from food and entertainment to focus all our attention on God. During a time of fasting, we humble ourselves before the Lord. We desire to listen to Him as we bring our specific concerns. Sincere fasting will strengthen us spiritually and draw us nearer to God. The inner state of the heart is significant. For God, it is important that we have the desire to be with Him as we present our personal interests and specific needs. Biblical reasons for fasting. There are many examples of people who, seeing sin and disobedience, fasted and lamented before the Lord, asking Him to forgive them. Fasting was often used for spiritual purification. Ministers fasted and prayed, preparing for the ordination. Jesus Christ and many other men of God used fasting and prayer as a weapon in the fight against temptations. The condition of our heart when fasting. We must come to God with a true desire to be with Him and a desire to see Him glorified in the issues we bring to Him. The book of Isaiah chapter 58 tells us a lot about fasting. Number 1. What is fasting that is acceptable to the Lord? Fasting that seeks God's face continually and focuses our attention on Him. It's also fasting that seeks to know God's thoughts and priorities, as well as fasting that's done with humility and confession. It's also fasting that prioritizes seeking God above human desires and needs. Number 2, What is the fasting that is not acceptable to the Lord? That's fasting done with disunity. It's fasting of a person who is unmerciful or does not see the need of others. It's fasting for show or seeking to impress others. It's fasting to gain something for selfish ends. Fasting planning. Number one, how often and when to fast? The Bible assumes believers will fast. The Apostle Paul modeled this often in fasting, written in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Number two, duration of the fasting. Do not start with long fasting. Any fast requires prayer preparation and attitude. It is best to start with one-day fasts. Later, you can increase the length of the fast. Number three, time for fasting. The best thing is to choose non-working days for fasting. Number four, the Bible and prayer during fasting. The Bible and prayer are vital companions of fasting. We speak to God in prayer, and He speaks to us through His Word and the Holy Spirit. Fasting is not a monologue, but a dialogue. God wants not only to listen, but also to speak. Key verse, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2.